Hello, everybody. Without the pizzazz of a jingle, without the pizzazz of music, which I'd love to be able to play before and after a few of the statements I'm going to make and all the information that I'm going to give you within this hour that I've got. Because of copyright, of course, I'm going to tell you about 5G, about where we're at and where we're going. And the Zoom meetings I go to, what I think of the individual, what I think of the group, what I think of other groups, and constructive criticism is needed, in my opinion, in my own opinion. Now, before I start this, I'm not going to mention anybody's names. All right, don't worry about it. Or identify anyone, apart from Mark Steele, of course. But everybody else, I'm not going to do. Because I don't think it's right. People should have the ability to answer back, and they're not here. So I think that's a fair statement, isn't it? So let's take it from the beginning. So you've got a little bit of backstory of my knowledge. So you know I'm not chatting Turkey. So I will give you about 10 minutes backstory. So I started out well before 5G came along. I was very interested in mobile phones. I used to be a tech reviewer on a big website, and I've always had mobile phones. I've got loads of mobile phones. I still have loads of, well, actually, to be honest with you, they're all a load of rubbish, to be honest with you, but I do want a really good phone. It's just a little bit costly these days, isn't it? So I'm trying to work a way around it, but I thought the Black Friday sales would have been a little bit more cheaper, but as it happens, there was no real deals out there. There was basically all the same deals as what you had before the Black Friday event. I didn't see anything cheap, so I just had to stick with one of these Redmi Xiaomi phones, which is all right. You know, 4 gig RAM is not particularly what you need in this day and age, but it's all right just to mess about on. So, a better camera than the Honor 70 Lite. Goodness me, that is the worst camera I have ever had on a mobile phone. I kid you not, that is dreadful. And they've even updated it, and it's still crap. I'm very disappointed in that phone. But this is not about a tech review, is it? This is about 5G. So I started out with the 4G thing, 3G thing. I was very into the masts and how all of... I've always been the same. It's the way I am. Very curious guy. And I was very curious to know how signals worked and how... Why is it that some places I went to, I couldn't get a signal, and some places I went to, I got a great signal? And of course, the better the signal, the better the download speed. So I was kind of into it anyway. I knew where all the 4G masts were from early on, way before 5G was even thought about. So I had a bit of interest in it already, the technical side. So it didn't come of any surprise to me that I was going to get into this 5G thing. Now, nobody told me anything about 5G. I didn't read anything about the health consequences and about how it works at all. When I first started out my loan campaign back then, and so I already knew that this 5G thing was not properly fully researched, and not enough people knew about it. And, you know, everyone knew about 4G, didn't they? You know, it was like something normal. Like, it would just come out. People would say, you know, this is what it is and blah, blah, blah. Although the power of a 4G cell was, I don't believe, I remember reading anything about the power of a 4G mast. I didn't even read anything about how it worked properly, about the beams. I thought it was, back then, I mean, we're talking about a long time ago, before I was a tech reviewer, I thought 4G was just like Wi-Fi. Well, Wi-Fi is the same as 4G, absolutely right. Wi-Fi is exactly the same as 4G. But it took a while for me to work that one out. Back then, anyway. Anyway, so getting on with 5G. I was really suspicious of 5G from very early on, before they was even proposed to be built, you know. And I sent off emails to Glastonbury Festival, because it was early on. That was an EE mast. Vodafone started out in Manchester Airport in a hub, if everyone remembers. And I told people not to experience it, just leave it. Whether they did or not is another thing. So EE had a mast proposed to be installed at Glastonbury, the very first one ever. And I emailed Glastonbury and I said to them, do not have that installed until it's fully tested. This is an experiment on people. And I said, and because it was so early on, I really didn't know what it would do to people fully. I knew it was going to do some harm, nosebleeds. I knew the health consequences of 5G to a degree, but not to the degree I know now. Obviously, it takes time to learn these things. So I told them to stop this. I said, this is a bad mistake and it could cause a lot of problems for your event in the future. And I warned them. I've got the email. I warned them. And they, I tell you what, I'll give them some credit. Normally you get a fob off email replied, or if you're lucky, you get a reply. I got a massive reply. I got a mega reply. And it took me ages to read it. And they said that we understand your fears. We're not sure ourselves. But we got into a contract with EE to have this situated on our, well, not our land, but in the festival site, wherever that was, near a stage or something. I don't actually know where it was positioned. It could have been positioned everywhere. Whilst people were snoring, they could have positioned it to a different stage. So I thought, well, fair enough. What can you do, you know? They're getting the money. It's already been, the contract has already been signed and delivered. And there you go. So there's nothing you can do. Fair enough. I didn't reply back. But about 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, something like that, after the festival, I read reports that people coming from Glastonbury were having nosebleeds, massive nosebleeds where the mast was, and massive headaches. People were complaining all over the place with health effects. And they said they'd never had that before. Only that mast has caused that. And I went, yeah. I went, well, fuck, you know. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I went, that is amazing, man. Like, that just gave me some serious credibility. And they should have returned back to me, but I think they felt really embarrassed, actually. They should have listened to me. But again, though, like, come on, we've got to give them some credit. They already signed they're the deal, so they can't do anything. So it started like that. I also went to Manchester United, being a Man United fan. Well, it's embarrassing to say that right now. I would say to them that, you know, don't have, because I know I would. I mean, I did. I wrote to them because I know where all their 4G masts were on the roof. There could be small cells, 4G ones, in the concourse area. Without a doubt, I think 100% there'll be 4G cells all over Old Trafford and any other football ground for that matter, inside and outside. But I knew where the normal cells are, dishes, so or the antennas, I mean, sorry, not dishes, not bloody Sky Digital, is it? So I knew that they would include 5G on that stand, in the stands, and on top of the on top of that rusting roof. And I said, look, don't put them up until you, exactly the same thing as I said to Glastonbury, really. Don't put them up. It's a mistake. People are going to get ill. And if fans get ill through going to Old Trafford, then a lot of them won't return. They just won't return, will they? And obviously Manchester United being a license to print money, they I need to get a drink right now. they don't want that, do they? Obviously. So what they responded in a kind way, expected way, really, and they said that something to do with the licenses. It's the same thing as Glastonbury, really. They've already been paid for it, and it's going to go up. There's nothing you can do about it. So Old Trafford's got 5G all over the place. It'll be affecting the players. It'll be totally affecting the players, which is probably true, because United are playing shit. There's something obviously fucking wrong somewhere, and I'm not discounting the effects of 5G in that stadium, affecting the players. But you can't see it, you see. If the players could see all over the pitch and hitting them, these beams everywhere, they wouldn't play football there. And I don't know if they've got 5G millimeter wave, which is going to be even worse. It's going to ball their eyes, ain't they? They wouldn't play football there if they knew. Any football team, not fucking anyone. But it's proven it. And Manchester United, what can I do? So then it started out. I started learning about a guy called Mark Steele. And from the most part, I was watching it because he was on YouTube. And I thought he was actually, at the outset, I thought he was pretty cool. He knew his shit. He was very forceful. He had a way about him. That said, look, this is what it is. I like that type of person. It's like, it's not dilly-dallying, he's telling you what it is. I like that. I like that guy, back then anyway. But as time went on, and of course Ian R. Crane, rest in peace, mate, he was with him. He was with him at court. And unfortunately, Ian R. Crane is no longer with us. He was also a part of the anti-5G movement, a big part of it, actually. And so I was with both of them, learning from them, you know, and obviously doing my own research, as Ian keeps saying, which is absolutely correct, by the way. And then suddenly, Mark Steele started saying the same thing, which was right. He was right to do so. Bit late, but he started saying, "Do your own research." He's not doing it anymore since Ian's gone, but he really must do. Protects you. It's the best thing you can do. It protects you. Without question, it'll protect the author, because your research is your research, and hopefully it's the right research. But sometimes you can be wrong, you know. I'm putting my hands up. Sometimes I could be wrong too. But I really try to be as factual as I can. Just basic facts. If I just read something, I'm not just going to go, "Oh, right, that's true." I'll look into it. Anything that's said to me, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, it doesn't have to be 5G. It could be anything. I won't just state it that. All right, okay, that sounds useful. I won't just say it that. I'm going to go and research it. And if I'm not happy with that bit of research, I'll go to someone else. And I'll keep going until I get the right research. If everyone's saying the same thing, it's got to be true, hasn't it? That's how you know. So, anyway, Mark Steele started going a little bit astray. I noticed he wasn't talking about 5G as much. There was about, of all his videos before he got banned, I think he's more into the streetlights, 5G streetlights. He was more into streetlights than anything else. And that kind of confused me a bit. I thought, well, all right. And one day I sat down and I thought, I mean, I gave it quite a lot of time to think about it. And I realised that, hold on, you know, I went, hold on a minute. 5G hasn't even been built yet. I mean, his place is Gateshead. And EE only just mentioned that they have 12 cities. If you remember that, if anyone remembers it. EE were the first to put 5G up. I mean, literally, they were the guys. And there was 12 cities. And one of them was Gateshead. Now, to get your 5G masts up, you need to go through planning. So it's going to take a bit of time. Now, it was the beginnings of 5G, very beginnings. And there was already an opposition, obviously, but it was only small. Wasn't really known that much. But it was beginnings of it. And he already started saying that 5G was up in the streetlights. Not the masts, but the streetlights. And I thought to myself, okay. But if there's no 5G masts, it's not even been put up yet. Why would they put them in lights for? Before the masts? I'm scratching my head, going, this can't be right. This is back to front, surely. And a small cell, which is what I think he was trying to get at, has only just started rolling out. How many years has it been since he started saying 5G's in streetlights? How many years has it been since another individual in a Zoom call, again, I'm not going to mention his name, how many years he keeps saying this 5G? Yes. He's shown me pictures of 5G cells in streetlights. Well, they say it's 5G cells. Where does he get that information from? Where's his source? Never give me a source. Never. He never gave me that source of information. So, okay. So, it's a bit... it's a bit confusing. I think the 5G and streetlights, and if we go to now, this moment, it could be so. But I've only just seen 5G millimeter wave antennas going up, and they are big. Now, of course, there's ones on lampposts, and there's smaller ones that can go anywhere. But if you think about it, if there's a 5G before the 5G mast in the streetlights, then why wasn't there any 5G signal? You see where I'm coming from? And then it goes to a trust thing. But we'll talk about Steele and Ian a little bit more. I started... my interest in Steele started slipping quite significantly. He wasn't talking about 5G anymore. He was talking about streetlights. And yeah, I was sort of I was losing interest in that guy, totally. And then he got banned because of his misinformation. He was getting a bit ratty. I noticed that quite a few times. He was getting very ratty. And he got banned. So that was basically almost the end of Mark Steele. Almost. But Ian was still giving him some airtime. And I don't know if Ian knew about his past. And he's got a criminal past, Mark Steele has. He hasn't ever proven that he's a weapons expert. He's never proven it. I've never seen it. Unless you guys can show me the proof and the evidence, he's never proven it. Me personally, I'm not disrespecting the guy. I'm just saying the facts, what I know, because I've already tried to research. I'm a good researcher. I can't find no information about him being a weapons expert. I found information about his jail sentence, his lengthy jail sentence, but that's all I've got on him. There's nothing else. I think what's happened is, I think, he's not here to defend himself, when I don't want him to be, thanks, but I think his morals are right. His morals are right. You've got to look at the morals. He's trying to, in his own way, which is not the right way, but in his own way, he's trying to tell people that 5G is not a safe thing. And we should all be looking out for each other and that we should. But he's delivering it wrong. His delivery is shocking. Appalling delivery. You can't be... If you want to get somewhere with this anti-5G movement or any movement, anything, you're going to have to calm yourself down. You can't get anywhere by shouting and bawling for about 2 hours about absolutely nothing that you don't understand yourself. So I think that's why he's doing that. I think when he starts, I've heard it many times as well, that he does go on at people. I think that's because he's being challenged. He wants to be seen to be up there, to be famous in some kind of way, which if you want to do that, that's up to you. I've got no problem with that. But if you want to be that way, you don't get there by shouting at people. You don't get that way because you don't actually know what you're fucking talking about. You've just made all this shit up. And to be honest with you, most of it is the same as the other guy on the Wednesday Zoom. He's bouncing off people. Now, there's nothing wrong with listening to others and saying, right, well, yeah, I'll look into that. It's part of learning, right? It's a learning process. But you've also got to do your own research. There's a guy that he bounces off from now that Ian's gone. Barry Trower. And I don't know how long Barry's got, but it's not looking too great. But and I wish him all the health. You know, he seems a really, really decent bloke. I'd love to have spoken to him. I don't think I'm going to get the chance. If he had an email address, we can sort something out. It doesn't have an email address, so I'd start things with email first, and then we'll go from there. So I don't think I'm going to get the chance, but I've researched him, and there is no information anywhere to provide me that he was what he says he is. In some kind of military thing. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm not even saying Steele wasn't a part of the weapons thing. I'm just saying I can't find information about them. And normally, if you were in that environment, it would be something out there about you, wouldn't it? You know, you'd be on Wikipedia. But all I get on Wikipedia is conspiracy theorists. Now, don't get me wrong about conspiracy theorists. They were right about COVID, weren't they? Don't get any bloody credit, though, do they? So, hopefully justice is going to come. But that's another thing. But do you see where I'm coming from? I mean, I want you to do your research on these two blokes. There's a bit of homework. Do your research on Barry Trower and Mark Steele. Find out all about these people. And you can do that on the internet. Everyone can. Just got to know where to look. There's no point in just going to Google search. You're going to have to look into files and learn about people. And you can do it. You just need to give yourself a bit of time, you know. Learn about them. And you won't find anything. Won't find a frigging thing. Now, of course, there's a thing that stops you from gaining information, but you still can get information about people. If you're a public figure, I mean, and I would say an army person or someone in the military, if he was, it would come up. It would come up. All this information would come up. But it isn't. Or a little bit of information, but there's nothing. So, at this time, guys, with no disrespect, there is nothing on Barry Trower. So, to me, he might have learnt something. You know, you could go to university. You could go to a college. You could even do a home study course on microwave radiation or similar and learn about all these things, about the beam, about what it does to the skin. You know, you could even, you know, you don't even need to go to any mobile phone thing. You just need to go to get on a course on the technology behind microwaves and beams and RF radiation and stuff like that. And, you know, do a year or something like that. Do a course, learn, study. And then at the end of it, now you're the same as him. You can go to a Zoom meeting and tell everybody what it means and being really scientific about it. And then everyone goes, wow, fucking hell, that guy knows his shit. Then suddenly you become up there. People want to listen to you. Do you see how it works now? And that's how I think Barry Trower's done. He's done something because he does know what he's talking about. From what I've listened to him, and yes, there's a few things that I'm not sure about, but for the majority of things he's mentioned, it seems quite knowledgeable. But like I said, it could be that he's learnt from a course or something, which, like I say, you can do yourself. But I'll say again, because of the research, I can't find no information about him. So to validate that he is what he says he is, I can only say that he's probably just done a home study course, or he's done some university or something in his life, and we won't ever find out. We'll never find out, because it's not out there for some reason. But anyway, so Mark Steele has met. I've seen videos with Mark Steele and Barry Trower, and I can see where Mark Steele has got his information from. I'd say majority of the information that he blasts out to everyone is from Barry Trower, not himself, because he sounds like Barry Trower. Everything he says is Barry Trower. But he won't have that. Ooh, don't tell him that. Anyway, so what I'm trying to get at, really, all in one, is just do your own research. Right? Just do your own research. That's all I'm saying. And then you can find out yourself the best way and the real answers behind what people are saying. Because you've got to be careful what people say. You're on these Zoom groups, They all bounce off each other. But, the Zoom group I go into, I've learnt about, I'm going to give it the beginnings, it was pretty good actually, but it's become like a coffee club. You're not learning anything. You come on the live and you go away going, an hour and a half, and what have I learned? What different? What's the difference? Nothing. There's nothing. I just heard the same things over and over and over. And I said to a woman in there, is quite good with legal things. I'll give her that. It seems like she's pretty more much more advanced than me with legal things. And I said to her, probably last year sometime, I said, I'm getting sick of this. It's like we're going round in circles. She didn't like it. Oh, she didn't like that. But I'm right. But she says, no, we do things, we try different things and different methods, and if it doesn't work, we'll go to something else. But I said, well, we're saying the same things. And that was last year. This year, it's the same. We're saying the same things as we did last year. What's changed? I'll ask anyone who goes on that group on Wednesday. Well, they probably don't, but I'll just say that I've not learned anything new. But I'll go because I'm interested in 5G. I'm interested in what people, if what people are thinking about, what and if hopefully something new will come up, a new approach. But there's nothing. So I just think the situation is now is that 5G is everywhere, literally. Here in Trafford, we have done an amazing job to stop 5G. Absolutely flipping amazing. We've got a record of masks refused here. And another one's just been refused. So we've not, we've got rid of the three threat. The three threat. There you go. It's a couple of words, isn't it? Three threat. We've got rid of the three network on 5G. It's only bits and pieces they've got, but pretty much we've got rid of the three network. But I look on the coverage maps. Now, this is just a prediction of coverage, right? It's not actual coverage, but it gives you that kind of sense of where they're at. And the 3 network has a big 5G signal here. Now, how the hell did they have a 5G signal? How can they have any 5G signal, really? In Trafford, never mind. Well, maybe in the north of Trafford, but here in the south and southwest, they shouldn't have any, other than Altrincham, because Altrincham's got lots of 3 cells. They shouldn't have any signal. So, like, where does this signal come from? Where does the EE 5G signal come from? They have no 5G. The only signal there is, right, 5G, and on the 3 network, is, I'll tell you where they are. From where I'm positioned, they're in there's 3 in Timperley, 1 for the south, 1 for the south west, and 1 for south east, in them directions. Only 1. There's another 3 cell on Manor Avenue, which is only, it's only got 3 cells on it. Not got 6, only got 3. So that's not going to do anything. So, where there might be some 5G cells on the towers, there's a few, there's one on Heather's Way, a big big block of flats, huge big tower, could be, there's lots of mast on the top of there, so it's possible that the signal's coming from there to most of this area. Really strange. What you'd expect, because 5G itself is, if it's normal 5G, which is high band, it'll only go out so far. It's not very far. There's 12, I'll tell you why that is. There's 12 antennas on a 20 metre 5G mast in Partington Chapel Lane. And the coverage maps show that the whole of Cross Lane Park is 3 5G and EE, because they mass share, don't they? That's an MBNL mast. Well, they put it up anyway. That's it. Listen, there's 12 antennas, and it only covers the park. And a little bit of Moss Lane. That's it. They don't go any further than that. So then we come to a thing called low band and mid band 5G. And I think I'm about 100%. I'm 100% sure that the 3 network, EE, and all the others are going low to mid band, which stretches the coverage. Instead of having it in a park, it will go out miles, 2 miles, in every direction. So I think that's what's going on. Now, if that's the case, low to mid band is basically the same as like 4G, 3G, 3G and 4G. Maybe, yeah, I'd say in between. So you're going to get really clunky download speeds. Really slow, pretty much the same as 4G, or maybe just slightly better. So that's what I think's happening all over the country, not just here. And so all we can do is get the mast refused. We're doing that. I think it's happening all over the country. We have, all of us, collectively, have not stopped 5G, but we've disabled it for a bit, haven't we? We've got the mast refused, and it's not going to be as good as what they say it was going to be. People won't even buy into it because it's so shit. The thing is, I'm afraid to say, is that there's a thing that they've got. It's called millimeter wave. I've touched on it before, and that is starting to roll out slowly. I mean, really slowly, but it's starting to roll out, and that is definitely a test on the human being and everything else that comes into it. These are microwave beams, severe, about 40, up to 40 gigahertz, and it'll increase as time goes on to about 300 gigahertz. Then you'll get 6G. So this is a serious test, but millimeter wave hasn't been switched on yet. It's not even a thing properly yet, but it will be next year. They're waiting for 3G to be switched off. Once the 3G signal's switched off, which Vodafone will be first, by the way, then they'll use that allocation of spectrum to 5G, millimeter wave. So it's going to increase to 40 something gigahertz, because of course you've still got the 5G antennas beaming out there, that signal too. So massive MIMO, something not mentioned. That's bloody hell. That's another power of one of them. I don't know the power of a massive MIMO panel. I know the power of a 5G mast. It's over 11,000 watts of power. A lot more than 11,000 watts of power. So for every 5G mast. So when people start saying there's no power in the 5G signal, 5G mast, you're absolutely joking me. There's some serious power in them 5G masts. Which of course is not, if everyone goes with the climate change thing, if you believe in it, then it's not going to be good for that, is it? It's the emissions from a 5G mast is, geez, it's off the scale. But yet, you know, all these councils saying we've got to be net zero and got to keep the supply, and all the supply issues, electric and all that. These 5G masts are causing it. Simple as that. Soon as they're all switched on, they're causing the electric grid to burn out, and then we have to suffer. But they still are kept on. See? Absolute joke. The whole thing's just been an absolute joke from day one. And then they just, councils and, you know, the government are saying it's for economic reasons. It will boost the economy. It's not going to boost the economy. What's 5G going to do? It's going to get rid of people's jobs. And you think, no, it's not 5G, it's a mobile phone. It's not. It's part of the AI thing. Internet of Things. You must have heard it. So it's not like 4G. 4G didn't have Internet of Things, did it? It didn't have the power to have the Internet of Things. See the difference? So it's not an economic thing. It's a behavioural change. It's a change in the way we live. And that's what they want so much. They want the control. And 5G is part of that. Believe me, guys. It's a control thing. That's what I think. I don't know if anyone else thinks that. But I think it's a control. It's part of a control. Changing everything we have. Automated cars. likely CBDC in obviously 2030 could be extended. Just don't know. Hopefully it'll never happen. Fucking AI everywhere. Your council will be fully AI. I mean, when they say economic reasons, I mean, the government will save money. Of course, maybe that's what it's all about. But yeah, the health consequences are not good. I found out, I mean, because of course every day goes by, you learn something new, and I found out these millimeter wave beams, what they do, and so sub 6 gigahertz is what we've got now. If it's all high band, if you've got high band 5G mast, which is just 3.8 gigahertz. That causes a thermal situation. So it goes just under the skin, basically warms you up. Without you realizing it, you won't feel it, but it's actually warming your skin up. And after 6 gigahertz, it's conductive. And what that does is, obviously, the higher the gigahertz, the bigger the problem. So what that does is, your skin is, even though it feels a little bit dry and all that, it's quite moist. It has to stay that way. It has to be supple. Otherwise, you'd just be you'd be walking around in bloody pain, wouldn't you? So all your skin is supple. So it has like microscopic level, it has some softness to it, obviously, and to make that you need a bit of fluid. Sweat. Your glands produce sweat all the time. So what it does is the beam hits the skin and charges it. It just charges the molecules and heats it from the outside. But what's really scary is what it does to the eyeballs. Anything outside of the body will be seriously exposed to these beams. And what it does to the eyeballs it got me more worried, actually. And this was from a scientific point of view, not from some guy like Mark Steele just bouncing off everybody. This was properly researched. And what's going to happen is the eyeballs will be conductive as well, because of course it's got fluid around it. If everything's got fluid on the outside, as of course your skin is, and that's why it's going to affect your skin. But the eyeballs are going to be seriously affected by 5G millimeter wave. It will boil it. Now, of course, you are not going to feel at the time. You could be walking through it, nothing would, of course something's going to happen to you, but it's too fast. You might be in and out of the beam. I don't know how many beams there is. Does anybody know that? I haven't got a clue. How many beams are coming from one of those cells? Just do not know. But I would imagine there'd be quite a few. It's not just going to be one network, is it? So it's going to come to your eyes at some point, and you won't see. Obviously, you can't see the beam, but that beam could be going right through your eyes, right through the back of your bleeding head. How do we know? And if that's the case, then our eyes are, and mine too, we're all going to be heading for Specsavers, going to that Royal Eye Hospital. with all these problems. What's a beam going to do to someone with cataracts? Or someone who's just had a surgery on their eye. Then you got all these beams coming through it. And then you've got to look at the testes. And boys, a man's testicles. I could say it in the way that I would probably normally say it, but I won't. And he's, you know, he's two meat and his veg. That's the best way to do it, isn't it? And what's going to happen with that? And mine as well. So that's outside, and the skin, as many women would know, is very, very thin. I mean, very thin. So it'll go right through. Same with 5G now. We'll go right through the testes. Without a doubt, everybody, all blokes are being exposed right now. Me too. 100%. What's that doing? Okay, you're not going to feel it. What's it doing to you? Getting all these messages. What's it doing? And then suddenly, millimeter wave come. And that's a scary thing, man. So there you go. So guys, I'm going to finish up in the next few minutes. Just to say that I'll be doing more of these podcasts, and you know, you can bounce off me if you want. There's be information that you might think that's worthy to investigate. I would say to people that are a bit vulnerable, and I think some on the group that I go on are just that. I think they, some of them, not all of them, but I say some of them look a little bit vulnerable to me. So we have to look after them too, because they get a little bit, maybe a little bit paranoid about 5G, and very scared. In fact, some of them get very scared, and it comes from not understanding. And we've got to kind of help these people too, not to be too scared, and that we've done our hardest to stop 5G, and they should be kind of confident with that. I mean, we should bring some confidence to them, some assurance that at least there's a massive movement, although bits and bobs are all over the bloody place. It would be best if we all came together, which I've called for many times, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I think in them areas, we need to reassure people that are a little bit more worried than most, that at least we're onto it. We've been onto it for a while, and that should really reassure them. When we start talking about the effects of 5G, it's great to see, though, that we're all, and I believe it came from me. I don't know if it was from me or not, but I think it came from me when I said that we should be opposing on sighting an appearance to every mast. And ever since that day, could be other people saying it as well. I've not heard that, but it could be. All the masts, one or two have got through, but for the majority, they've been refused. So we should stick with that. We certainly should. If you want the health thing, do it second. You know, make you feel better, do it second. Just citing an appearance. And we will get all the masks refused. But like I say, though, is it worth it? Because if they go low to mid-band, which I think they have, or are, then it'll be for nothing. And we can't do anything about the millimeter wave mast. We can't do a damn thing, guys. It is going to happen. The only thing you can do is smash them down. Well, I wouldn't do that. I mean, they're quite high up, you know. The 5G cells that I've seen are very high up. So you're going to need a very long... you're going to need some step ladders. I wouldn't do it. I'd say to anybody right now, although it's the only way to stop this, I would say that it's the most stupid thing you could do. Not only could you get electrocuted, it's also vandalism. And of course, you'll get into serious trouble if you're caught. And someone somewhere is always watching. Someone somewhere will always have a camera, doorbell camera. They'll check everything. So it's not worth doing. It just isn't worth doing. And I tell everybody right now, even though it feels like the best solution, right this minute, my words right now, do not destroy any equipment of any mast. Don't do it. I'm telling you now, do not do it. I condone anyone that destroys these masts. It's just not the way. We've got to do it the right way. And then everyone can, you know, if we get this resolved, which we're not going to do. I don't think we're ever going to get this resolved. But at least you won't be in trouble. And you don't want to get into trouble. There's enough problems as it is. We don't need any more. So keep to what we're doing. Think of different things next for next year. And, you know, let's learn a little bit more about this and keep learning. You could bounce off people, don't get me wrong, but always do your own research. And to Mark Steele, last words now. Got nothing against you, pal. Absolutely nothing, although your past isn't very good. But that's nothing to do with me. But I hope our paths will meet again. And in the next meeting, that you are actually a little bit more responsible with your words, a little bit more kind, a little bit more less angry. And if you don't understand someone, if you think that they've said something that you don't agree with, then you say, look, I don't agree with what you're saying. And here's the proof of why I don't agree with what you're saying. Don't give them a like 3-hour rant. So it's just ridiculous. You're not going to get new friends doing that, mate. And you do it your own way. I know, it's up to you. But that's the way it really should work. You don't want to be getting people upset, mate. I've seen you outside when people talking to you, and you sound quite a nice bloke, actually. So it might be that you like this on the telephone because you don't know what's going to happen in when you're one-on-one. It might be something to do with that. I don't know. Or it could be just that on that day you was in a bad mood and I just set it off. It could have been anything. But I've got nothing against you again. Nothing against you. I've not got nothing against Barry Trower either. He seems a decent bloke and I hope his health improves. And thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to all at the Zoom meeting. You know, I respect every one of them. There's nothing wrong. I hope that more will happen next year in them Zoom meetings. And I'll try and get a word in edgeways because it was pretty difficult, to be honest with you. So I will be back again with another, it'll be a series of podcasts. So this will be my first one. Of course, this platform is for charts as well, so you can listen to all of them if you like chart music and stuff. And so I'm going to go now. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is part one, so I'll be doing another part two soon, over Christmas time and New Year's, of course. So for now, take care, stay safe, and last words, please do your own research. Bye now.